This is Corolla Digital.
Hi again, and welcome to Calling Out. I'm Susan Pinsky, and I'm here with my ever-so-famous co-host.
Ever-so-famous Gina Grad.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we have a great show today. We're bringing in Allison Rosen, which is so exciting to me.
A little crossover.
She's so famous, and we have a lot in common. We went to the same high school. And then we have also a mystery call-in guest today, which is going to be exciting for me, and medium Sharon Klingler.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
All the way from Ohio.
What?
Yes.
You're from the Midwest, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Midwest? I'm from Kansas, so we're Midwesterners.
Yes, we are.
Yes, ma'am.
And she has a special show or meeting this weekend, and she's promoting her book, Power Words, Igniting Your Life with Lightning Force. And I read it, and it's really fantastic. Looking forward to it. She gave me a reading last week, and because, you know, I wanted to see what she could do. And she basically was able to call out every single person I've ever known in my life.
That is that all?
And, you know, that's a long list, but very precise. And we finally figured out who Joseph was, a childhood friend, parents' friend, who used to watch Bugs Bunny with me as a kid and play with my dog. And my dog showed up as well. So I found her to be very informative and clear and able to use her clairvoyant abilities.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you. And I'm so glad you brought all your dead people. It was a party.
Well, yeah, I've never had so many in a room at the same time. I think they're really excited about the show. But
I would have been stressed out as a hostess at that point. I'd have been like, I didn't plan for this.
Yes, and Gina's George, I think, showed up as well.
We still can't figure out
who George is.
I hope it was.
We don't know who George is.
I'm pretty sure it was.
George, I hope it was.
Because I would like to know that he's still with me.
He's with you every day.
Yes.
He says, could you get rid of me?
Okay.
Yeah, yes. I want to know who this George is. I mean, is George here, Sharon?
Actually, as she was talking about him before we went on, I started to feel his presence.
Really?
And I am.
Yes.
And I know you
he's
said
a little
that
effeminate.
He, yes, but I'm flipping my wrist.
So maybe it's true.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I think that George was with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Which friends, spirit people do come to readings.
Because they know, oh, wait, this is a way in.
Yes, that's right.
Did Jim Jeffries have a grandfather named George?
There was some sort of a George connection, but he was, what was it? Was it George?
I don't know. But anyways, we're going to go see him. Actually, tomorrow, Gina and I are jumping on a plane. You know, Rebecca said, we're going. Let's go see you at Carnegie Hall. And then she calls me. She goes, well, in January, we have to go see that show. I go, it's in November.
It's like next week.
And she goes, I want to go. You know, it's going to be really fun. I can envision it. It's going to be so fun. I said, okay, fine. Let's go. So
you don't tell a clairvoyant that it's not going to be fun when she already confirmed it will be fun.
And last night, she told me that we're going to go to Paris, too. She sees that. Okay, so maybe we'll have a show in Paris.
Amen.
So anyways, we're jumping on a plane right after this podcast, and I upgraded Rebecca to business class.
That was so nice of you.
Because I'm sure she's a little stressed, and she's, you know, with all her spiritual experiences. But I'm so excited. Carnegie Hall is selling out for Jim Jeffries,
so that's
really exciting. He was a little concerned before, I don't know this guy very well, but he's so sweet to have us, and I look forward to it.
I cannot wait. He's super hot. He's super funny, and that accent just kills me. He's Australian.
And then when I get back from New York, I have a benefit committee I have to meet with, and we're raising money for Hillsides. I have a benefit coming up.
What's
in February.
Hillsides?
Hillsides is a foster care program in Pasadena. Reaches out to thousands of families in the area, and most of the kids on campus have psychiatric problems and developmental problems, or have been abused. And we have a benefit every year. This year it's at the Langham on February 22nd.
Ooh.
Drew and I are chairing, and I'm really looking forward. forward to that. So, you know, it's going to be a busy week, but it'll be fun
it'll
in
be
New
great.
York. And then I'll get back to work when I get back. So
I'll get back to work when I get
the
there.
Things that, you know, things that are important in life. And
God bless you for taking care of those little ones.
Well, you know, I single-handedly have been doing it for years. No, I'm kidding. No, the people at Hillsides are amazing, and that's why we support them.
That's wonderful.
So I wish I was single-handedly, but there I have a we've been affiliated with Hillsides for about 10 years now, and they've been asking me to be the chair of this thing for years, and I didn't have the time. I was raising kids. I was like, no, next year. So this year it's great because I'm really excited. It's landing on February 22nd, which is 222, and I like those number sequences. Yeah. So I think it'll be a huge success. So hopefully, you know, people will look at my Hillsides connection and see what we're all about over there and support.
Amen.
So anyways, on to bigger business here. We have a special guest on the line who is male, and we don't have a lot of male, you know, readings, but he's very open to this, and he's ready to come online, and Sharon is going to have a moment to get his
touch
vibe.
Touch in with him. Yes.
Hello.
Hey, ladies.
Hi. Do you mind just saying your first name just so I can get your voice vibration and touch in with your energy?
Sure, Sharon. My name is Austin.
Austin.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I step into your energy really quickly, and some of your spirit people, too. Again, I want to alert the folks in the studio. If your spirit people show up, just let us know that we're talking with you, because there's a lot of spirit people that show up. Austin, the first person that I want to bring to you is actually, I'm in my lungs here, and this is, I feel like a grandparent. This is not one of your parents, and one of your grandparents who had a great deal of difficulty breathing at the end of life. I'm not seeing the person because actually this person's inside me right now, but I'm having a real hard time taking a deep breath. Is this your mom's dad?
It could be. Oh, definitively.
Yes. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that as he steps in, he makes himself clearer that it is. I get taller. I feel like I'm getting taller. So I knew I was a man, and he also stepped in from mom's side of the family. I also your mom's mom is also in spirit.
She is, yes.
Because I have a lady that stands next to him, a good half a head shorter than he is, and did she have arthritis in her hands? Do you remember?
She may have. Obviously,
you don't die from arthritis in your hands. But as she steps up, but see, I do have your other grandmothers. As soon as your maternal grandmother steps up, so does your paternal. And one of them, my hand, obviously, when you get arthritis, you have it also in your knees and your shoulders. But my hands, my finger joints really, really hurt with one of them. I also want to see who has the name Charles or Carl or Carol. I see a C, an R, and an L. Now, Spirit does give me names of the living if they have a message for them. So you have to think about the living as well. But who has, only the consonant, C-R-L, who has that?
You know what? That's pretty good because my maternal grandfather's name is Charles.
Charles. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Well, he actually, I have to say, I don't know if you were close in life, but he's very close to you from the spirit world. He cares for you and takes care of you in many different ways because when they, you know, give a couple of different identifiers for themselves, they're just kind of trying to say, well, I really am here. I hope you know that. I'm on you like white on rice. And you're just well cared for. I hate to use the word protection because we're all invulnerable. We're all divine spirit and none of us need protection. But boy, he takes care of you and sits by you when you're driving your car. Now, I have a lot of other spirit people here with you, but he wants to get into a message really quick. Are you making a pitch for something? Are you writing a proposal for a book, a play, a column, a proposal? It feels like I've got a small draft of something that's larger later to come. Is this on your mind yet?
The short answer to your question is yes. I'm actually involved in multiple book proposals for books that I'm writing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I want to get specific with one of them because Grandpa here actually, okay, Let me come back to your book. Somebody is also interrupting me. I have a bum leg. I have a bad, like I didn't either walk straight or I had a lot of pain in one hip and one leg. Is this he as well, or is this another person?
It would probably be somebody else. I don't know definitively whether he had any.
All right. Well, this other person stepping into me then, because my leg and hip is really just started to get a lot of pressure around it, and it feels like there was a wound or a break, and it healed, but it never healed completely right. I actually want to go to an uncle with this, not an uncle of yours, but like an uncle of your dad's. And this is an old in your older generation as well, and this is an uncle of either your dad's or your mom's. Do you remember that?
No, I don't know any of that.
Okay, look into that and ask your folks, okay? Because this person steps up and wants to be known. And if it's not a biological uncle, it could have been a friend of your mom and dad's, okay? But I want to get back to your grandpa about this, because if you're working on a number of different projects, there's one that he makes into a paper airplane. Now, as a clairvoyant, it's like playing charades with dead people, right? You don't get words unless you see the letters. You see what's happening. You see they...
Sounds like.
Yeah, sounds
really.
Like.
Two syllables.
Yeah,
how do you come up with
touch
this stuff?
Touch your nose.
You know? You have to be very creative. Yeah.
So anyway, so your grandpa here is taking one of your proposals and turning it into a paper airplane, which, and you can help me with the interpretation is. But
clarification, I just want to clarify, Charles isn't telling me that he wants me to sell books on how to make paper airplanes.
No. No, it's a metaphor.
It would be a very, very short book. I think
yes.
And maybe two. So
it would be, make this book into a paper airplane.
Oh, no, don't say that.
It's like, yeah,
that's
Seinfeld's
a lot of work.
Coffee right. table book about coffee tables. I think it's a bad idea.
No, this is a metaphor because I'm a clairvoyant. Everything's visual. But it feels to me as if.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And it feels to me as if he's shooting this airplane into New York City. So I'd have to ask you which specific project would be something that you're taking to New York City, or would specifically be focusing on New York City?
All right, the Big Apple. I'll keep that one in mind.
You don't know that one yet?
Did you do something in New York City? I remember you did.
Not recently, no.
But didn't you make a proposal to somebody in New York City?
Not with regard to writing,
oh,
no.
Okay.
What kind of proposal was it?
It was a proposal for a television series. Kind of a show. So.
I don't know if that's what he's talking about, and even if you think that if that's what he is talking about, I need to tell you that even if you think this is dead, it's not. Because
okay.
There's a proposal. Remember, we said it could be proposals for books, proposals for columns, proposals for even television shows.
Proposals for ladies?
No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
But the proposal that went to New York City and again, it may be something that's coming that you don't know yet, but there's
And let me ask you this. When you say New York City, now, obviously, a lot of the, you know, being obviously in the literary world, as you well know, a lot of the people that you deal with are based in New York City, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Could it be somebody that is working in New York City with whom I'm corresponding?
Yes, it could be, but okay. I would have to say that it would also involve your participation.
Got it.
You understand? It's not just, oh, I'm talking to someone who lives in New York City and corresponding with this person. It's because it's your proposal that gets folded into the paper airplane, you see. So if you're corresponding with this person, at some point in time, maybe the two of you will make a pitch together, or this person will lead you to or connect you to somebody who can, with whom you can actually create a contract or a potential opportunity. But there's one of your pitches that's flying to New York City. And I also have to say there's one of yours that you put away for a long, long time that needs to be taken out again.
Okay.
They show me one of your proposals, your paper, little packages of paper, in a like a dresser drawer, way at the bottom underneath. It's in your sock drawer underneath your socks.
Specifically.
I love spirit. It's like, I don't know who makes this stuff up, but... I can only tell you what I get. Anyway, they take out the stuff that's on top of it and pull out something that you worked on. I would have to say this would be at least several months ago, if not sometime, something within the last 2 years. And you put it away, and now it's time to take it out and refresh it and rework it and try to put it out there again.
Is it in your sock drawer, or is it in your computer in a file somewhere?
Labeled sock drawer.
Do you have a drawer like that, Austin?
Well, given that we're dealing with metaphors here, it is probably my metaphorical sock drawer, which looks suspiciously like an Apple MacBook.
Yeah.
Well, that's it then. But pull that project out, because it's time to get going on that. And is that, now I'm seeing another, yet another project that actually is yet another TV show, but that's more about in, not in New York City. That would be something that, are you making a proposal for a television show here in L.A.?
I did, yeah, a little while back, actually, not
okay.
too long.
Okay, and this is, I see this proposal for the TV show in L.A. on a balloon, a helium balloon. This is a metaphor for me of something that's still up in the air. You have not gotten resolution or a final response on it yet?
No, it's pending.
It's pending, yes. That's right. That's why the balloon is up in the air. So it feels to me as if I have, and it's up in the air to my right, which takes me, it's going to be pending for at least a few more months. Mm. And or at least maybe even 6 weeks. It's just a little to my right. So I would go into 6-8 weeks that you should know about it. But then they bring the balloon down and they kind of attach it to a weight so it stays on the ground. Now, here's another thing, though, and I don't know the people that you're involved with. I don't know who will ultimately finally get this project. I do feel an open door with this project, but I have to tell you, you know, the good news with the bad. It feels to me as if once this project is down on the ground, they bring in somebody else with a, like a little, I see a little needle, like somebody else wants to pick little holes in it, as if somebody else wants to rework it.
Yeah, okay. The story of my life.
So,
is this something you can talk about publicly,
Austin? Well, not really, is
okay.
the short answer.
Okay.
I mean, basically, you know, there are always people, and you guys know this, being in the line of work that you're in, there are always people that, whether they're in positions of management or whether they're executive producers or whatever, they always want to have a say in the creative process and ultimately how things turn out, right? And especially if it's a collaborative process. So the short answer to your question is there's not anything definitive that I'm working on right now that somebody is trying to pick apart, or candidly that I can see that they would even try to.
Yeah, that's...
I have full creative license in what I'm doing.
That's good. And that's not what's happening now. Like I said, this is whatever project is pending. Once it comes down onto the ground, I'm glad you have full creative. Then maybe that's why Spirit is showing you this. When it comes down to, you know, being weighted and in the real world, try to maintain your full creative.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Your full creative authority about it, because there is some, and it's not just one person. It feels like this little guy is now got a little accountant looking guy with glasses, and he's picking a little hole. And, you know, there's like two or three little guys in suits, actually, that are trying to pick a hole in this thing. And it's not like they're trying to burst it.
Right.
They're not trying to take it away from you. No, you can't have it, but that's a good idea. Let me steal it. That's not what's happening.
Is it reality? But, is it a reality show?
No.
Okay.
Because if it's reality, they will definitely pick it apart.
Yeah.
And they'll change it. They'll make you do things you don't want to do, but you have to do for television because it's a good television.
Now, Sharon, let me ask you a question.
Anything, honey.
You know, obviously what we're talking about here is you know, this is kind of a follow-up of the conversation about the television show. Could you be talking about what we're talking about here? Could it be my career in general? So, for example, I do a variety of things in addition to writing and television and things like that. Could it be... could what you're seeing have to do with the general direction of my career, people wanting to shepherd it or have their...
You know what? It absolutely could. You know, I teach my mediumship students, my professionals, that you never get a wrong image, but you could apply it to the wrong situation or misapply it to a different person. That's why I said if someone else is spirit people, as soon as I said that, I got George again.
Oh, hello,
flipping his
George.
but it can be applied. So yes, it absolutely could be relative to that. But I think, and even as I say that, spirit nods their head. Your granddad here, and your granddad had a dog. There's a dog next to your. Do you remember?
No, he was a cat person. Which he was is a, why we always.
Who was the dog person? Because I just saw a dog run into the room.
Was he a cocker spaniel with cute little ears?
Oh, I don't know dog types, but it wasn't a big dog. So are they short?
Kind of floppy and
okay.
Cute.
Who is that? Your dog?
See if he answers to the name of Sparky. That was my childhood dog.
Sparky.
What about the other dog that died recently?
That was Allie. Yeah, I had a sweet little pug that went on to doggy heaven. But thankfully, Goliath is still around. He's a boy.
Okay. Well, I have.
I would love if Goliath was a Chihuahua, by the way.
Oh, that well, this dog wasn't that short. So,
awesome.
But it was short. But awesome. I do want to say that even though I do say that, yes, this could be reflective of your career in general, even as I say that, your spirit people say, as well as a specific project. So I think that it's kind of like mirror. Your larger life might be mirrored by this little specific project and vice versa. So, yes. But even all of this is still not here yet. We're talking about, it's November now, so we're talking about after the holidays and into the spring.
Do you have any thoughts on the scope of the project in terms of its impact within both the spirit and the physical world ultimately?
The scope of this project, the first project I was talking about, is smaller than the thing that you're thinking about right now.
Right.
Because as soon as you started to talk just now, spirit showed me actually not a helium balloon, but a big, like a helium
like
balloon.
A hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon. Thank you. Thank you. A
hopefully,
hot air balloon. With
not,
I saw
not,
three
not
of them.
You, huh? You know, we're speaking of metaphors here. Hot air balloon. Hopefully that is not a metaphor for yours truly being full of hot air. You think?
No. They're just maintaining things still being up in the air. But yes.
You are full of hot air, though. You're
three,
right.
There are three hot air balloons.
Well, yeah, awesome.
And so I have to say that in general, there's a lot of things happening for you, and the three hot air balloons actually turn out to be larger than this one precise, more specific project that's happening, breaking as we move into the winter and spring.
Austin, tell everybody who you are, because, you know, you need to, like, clarify what you do, and maybe she can bring more light to what the...
I'm no longer specific. The mystery person, right?
Yes.
Lift the veil!
I mean, he writes about women and sexuality and relationships, and he's, it's kind of, you know... It's a tough thing to sell, but he's good at it. He has a huge amount of followers. So explain more clearly what you do, Austin.
Basically, I'm in the fields of I'm kind of a media personality, for lack of a better term, in the fields of interpersonal communication and relationships. And in a nutshell, I mean, my focus is really on helping women better value and appreciate not only how extraordinary they are, but I also teach men that the old adage that kind of nice guys finish last is an idiotic myth.
So basically,
yes.
See, Gina likes that.
That's wonderful. Excellent, excellent.
So,
well, God bless you.
Are you anti-Tom Cruise and Magnolia? Please say yes.
I'm not really anti-anybody.
I am.
they all have good things that they bring to the table. But if I were to encapsulate in kind of a nutshell what I do, basically I mix some chivalry with humor, a shitload of common sense, and then I wrap it all up with a masculine edge.
Mm, sounds good.
And do you have an actual book project that's done on this?
I am working on multiple books simultaneously.
Because I feel that as you were talking about that, these three hot air balloons, the great big ones with beautiful stripes and paintings on them, at least one of them was a book project, not a TV project, not a column, not a radio show, but a book project. And that was the first balloon that moved to my right. And then, so I actually think that if you're working on multiple book projects, that might be why we're seeing the big hot air balloons as opposed to the helium balloons. And there's three of them specifically that are before. I mean, you might be working on more than three right now, but there's three specifically that can gain a lot of ground
so that's
and
one
pass
you need
a lot of
really
territory.
Focus on.
Right, right,
yeah.
Right. So what's the biggest one, the one that's most important that's on your plate right now?
I'm actually writing two books. I'm writing a book about kind of a breakup / divorce manual. Then I'm also writing a book specifically on the topics that I told you a little bit earlier about, you know, to help women both better value and appreciate how extraordinary they are.
Generation MILF.
Well, Generation MILF is the article that I wrote that's loosely Amazing. Based on some of the themes that are discussed in the book. And
right.
this is also the type of a book that a lot of guys we envision will give to the women in their lives, because it articulates in a lot of ways the types of things that women don't ordinarily get recognized for by men.
So it's like the ultimate greeting card. When the guy doesn't know what to say, he can just pick it out at Hallmark. They
right.
can say, here's the book. This explains how I'm feeling better than I could explain it.
Right. This
exactly.
is why you don't get me.
Right.
And there's so many things in this day and age that women get a bad rap for example, that I'm discussing in the book that I think are good things. For example, emotional sensitivity, right? A lot of times women get a bad rap for being emotionally sensitive, but one of the things that I argue is that it's that emotional sensitivity that's actually responsible for, better levels of compassion, caring, attentiveness compared mm-hmm. to men.
Well, good for you. Excellent.
It's obviously one of the things that, Susan mentioned my article, Generation MILF, which is on my blog, which has been just a massive viral hit.
It's such a great name.
Yeah, well, again, despite the off-color, beginning acronym of the word itself, that term has kind of evolved into a general acceptable term that acknowledges the sensuality and attractiveness of older women. So, it's a good title, but it's not sexual in nature. But in a nutshell, basically what that article does is it celebrates that as women mature in age, they develop a certain depth of character and a grace under pressure that their younger counterparts don't have. And for men like myself, that is far more attractive than a hot body or a nice ass or anything like that. It's a classic, it's kind of a reverse of style over substance. It's substance over style. So I've taken
this is really needed.
Yeah.
This is really needed.
A lot of women are out there doing it, but from what we can tell, there are not a lot of men out there, particularly masculine men, right? Because if a lot of men will come out, and depending on the way that the subject is broached, if they talk about these certain things, well, they kind of sound like pussies, or maybe they're wimps, or they get accused of trial pandering, or any number of things. But I think what's really resonated with me, and this is why we've grown from, a year ago, I had 100 fans on Facebook, and now we're over 30,000.
Wow, and excellent.
Purely through word of mouth, and I think that the reason that the message is resonating, because it's sincere, and from the heart, it just resonates. And
so you need to get this book written, and we need to promote it, and people need to go to his podcast on Austin Blood Live and hear his more of what he has to say, because I picked him up on Twitter one day and read his blog, and I was just cracking up. I was by myself and I was reading it and I was laughing, and I'm like, oh my god, this guy's funny, and then we became friends, and I don't know, I've been following him too, and his website at austinblood.com.
Austin like Austin, blood like blood,
yeah,
calm like calm,
yeah. And he's easy names, and he's the Austin Blood on Facebook.com, and you should see some of the stuff he says. Every day I laugh. He says the cutest things. He's got a couple of cute little girls he's raising, and he's just so, and they're adorable, and he's been working on this. I've known him for about a year or so. It's probably been almost 2 years, right? And so anyways, I wanted him to see that he has grandparents that are
rooting for him.
Yeah, he doesn't know a lot
and
of doggies people that
too.
Have passed on. Yeah, his
yeah, doggies. Yeah, I didn't. He certainly doesn't have the gang you have.
And he has a great voice. And I roped him into this, and he was a little nervous about it because he didn't know what the hell we were doing.
Well, I just need to finish really quick with the three balloons, Austin. Yep. Even if you have two books now, I think that there would be a third one coming. And I don't know that you would know about this third one until you're in the middle of the second one. It's almost as like as if the second one
it'll reveal doesn't, itself.
Yes, yes, it doesn't give birth to it, like it's not the same subject, but as you're writing the second one, you start to think, oh, I need to talk about this too, but it's really a different topic, so we'll do a third book. And I Spirit now takes these little paper airplanes and brings them to both coasts. So when you're pitching your book to a publisher, do you have an agent yet?
I don't.
Okay. It feels like I want to go both north, I mean, both to the northeast and to the southwest. So I'm on this coast, but I'm also in the eastern coast.
That sounds good.
So, yeah, take a look at it and just make sure that you get somebody who is representing you to all of the major companies, because I think that you, and you yourself are, well, that was interesting. Your grandpa just put you on a television, like an old fashioned television, so that it had depth to it, and you're on the stage in this television, and he wants you to know that you yourself are much more marketable than you're giving yourself.
He's very marketable. He's good looking. For. He's got a great voice. He's a writer. I mean, you know, I have no interest in him as a boyfriend or anything, but he's very good looking, and he's really smart, and he's funny, and a lot of women love him and would love to be, you know, but it's his message, you know, it's right. The way he comes across. So
and you're going to be able to sell these books because you're also marketable yourself. And a lot of publishing companies today are not only looking for good books, but they're looking for somebody who
they can brand.
Can stand behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you can yeah. look and, it on television
and
at the
do
same
it on
time.
Interview like, shows and that type of thing.
Okay,
and
so,
Spirit says that's what you're going to be doing.
That's all great news for you, Austin. And I just, you know, want to thank you so much for calling in. And if you want to get a longer reading from Sharon, you can give her a call. I'll give you her phone number.
Yeah, call me, Austin.
Because you are an amazing person, and you are going to make this happen.
Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you, dear.
Okay.
So that was good. You know what's so funny about that? It's like I almost feel like I got a little friendly fire. It's inspiring to hear about other people who are doing well, who are going to continue to do well. And I'm listening to that. I'm like, maybe I'll continue to do well. You
yeah,
know, it's very inspiring to hear that. It's wonderful.
Okay, so we have to support our show now. And
yes, ma'am.
Want everybody to call California Psychics. Okay, if you want to call in to the number, it's $1 a minute, and it's a line dedicated for our calling out listeners. It's 1-800-374-7654. That's 1-800-374-7654. And you know, I'm really looking forward to having one of their psychics on our show. Unfortunately, we've had so many great psychics coming through. We really haven't had time.
Well, hopefully, we'll have a nice long run.
I did make a phone call, and I had a good reading with Tiva, and I would request her again. She was very clear about, you know, my family and my life situation. You know, I only had like a 15-minute read because I was, you know, I was just testing it out. But I think, you know, everybody should give it a chance if they want to try it out. I actually got a magazine in the mail that looked kind of interesting with, you know, a lot of information. If you just sign up and you want to learn more, you know, go ahead and give them a call and give it a shot. And
yeah,
What's the number again?
It's 1-800-374-7654.
I had a great reading too with Anton, and he actually read me with a deck of playing cards.
Wow.
Which I thought was really, really fun and really cool. And I really took what he had to say to heart. So it was awesome. And
Sharon uses cards too.
Yes.
Do you? Okay, so this isn't the craziest thing you've ever heard. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they stand behind their product too. So if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free. Their satisfaction is guaranteed. It's 1-800-374-7654. Tomorrow starts today with California Psychics.
And here is Allison Rosen.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. I finally get to meet you again.
Nice to see you again.
I know, and I've been listening to your show, and I'm just laughing my ass off.
Oh, thank you.
It's so good.
Thank you. I'm in love with your husband, but not in a creepy way.
That's okay.
Do you get that a lot, Susan?
But I'm in love with you too.
Oh, well, thank you.
In a creepy way.
Yeah, well, this is pretty creepy. I'm so sorry. I try. And I'm really new at this. And Allison, our show today is called Word Power. And it's something that my words have power, but I don't speak very good English.
You don't speak very good.
I have kind of bad English skills. And I don't know how I got a podcast. I have no freaking idea. Because when I listen to you talk on a podcast, I'm just amazed at the information that comes out of you and how well-spoken you are and how good you are at what you do. And
the yarns you spin.
Yes. And Gina is – I have no broadcasting experience. Like, it was like – when I came in here, it was like, okay, you're going to have a show and Gina's going to be your co-host. I'm like, okay, she's going to do all the talking. I'm just going to bring people in and kind of be Ed McMahon. No, they gave me the lead role. And I was like, I want hello.
You get in that spot like
Liz,
you like
Liz
it.
And Pansky. I got me a podcast and I'm ready to go.
I think you're doing a lot better than you think you are. And I went back and I was listening to old Loveline episodes because, you know, now they're available in podcast form. And I heard the episode that you were on.
Yeah, I know. I was on one.
But you were so good.
Yeah, I know. But that was so long ago. That
totally
was,
imparted that wisdom
was
about tampons.
Triplets and, yeah, okay.
It does get dry in there.
Oh, my God. I listened to your maxi pad. Your
Tamp Talk?
Rant.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. And the bloody hand coming underneath the...
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. It was... I was in a public restroom at the airport. And you know how there's that little metal receptacle
to
put your things in? I didn't realize... I always just assumed there was sort of one receptacle on each side of the door, but actually it's just one big receptacle with a partition.
Oh.
So the piece was missing, so I'm using the restroom in the airport, and all of a sudden I just see this bloody pad and a manicured hand like coming over onto my side.
No.
I almost
died. Upsetting.
This is like some Cabin in the Woods shit.
Exactly.
Right,
you're like, yeah, you're like a guy. Oh. I mean, she's not talking about farts and shit. She's talking about bloody maxi pads.
Right. Oh, and well, God Matt bless. Can attest we do talk about all sorts of bathroom stuff.
It does come up a lot, yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess whatever works. I mean, I've really, you know, and power words, you know, talking about things like this. I'm not sure if that's going to...
Is shit a power word, Sharon?
Actually, I have a chapter on expletives in my my book. Now, if you have to... In order to discover the power of words, you have to actually have a sense of them in terms of you have to feel them physically.
Right.
You have to sense them with your imaging, your right side of your brain. You have to feel their energy. So everybody that's listening, and you guys too, close your eyes for a second. And I want you to bring the – not if you're driving, right. And I want you to bring the word shit into your body and take a deep breath.
It's already there.
Fill yourself with the feeling of the word shit. And now take a deep breath and really feel it pervasive in your body. And tell me, and now open your eyes and tell me, do you want to feel that?
I need to use the restroom.
I mean, not no.
And no, you don't. So everybody, actually, I don't want to leave you in shit. So blow that away. Send that away. Okay, now. So close your eyes again and take a deep breath and breathe in the word incandescent.
Ooh.
Incandescent. Fill yourself with incandescence and feel your body light up and feel just the power of incandescence.
I like that.
And feel the action you want to take when you're incandescent.
I'm going to cry.
So that's the difference between those words. And I have to tell you, if we were not sitting at the table here, I could do muscle testing. And after you say the word shit or the F word or any of that, you will be weaker. Than when you don't. And you can try it later on. Do some kinesiology and test your muscles. And
I love you.
Well, God bless you.
I mean, seriously, like, that's what we were talking about. Like, my two favorite subjects, clairvoyancy and words. And you put it all together in one great book that we can get on Amazon, right?
Yes. It's available now. It's released December 11th, but it's available now. And we're going to be doing a big e-blast. So,
and we're
going to
click through on Calling Out Podcast on Amazon for a pre-order book.
Yes.
So that we get a little credit here.
It's literally
burning
money. It's like throwing it in the toilet if you don't click through to this show first and then buy your book.
We need
you don't have to do anything else.
I didn't know you
we
could do that.
Started.
That's exceptional.
So anyways, I have a funny story. When you know, I raised triplets, so there was a lot of cursing.
I'm a twin.
A lot of cursing going on over the years. You know, the first 3 years or whatever. Uh-huh. My kids were kind of late bloomers. They didn't talk very fast. So, Paulina's first word was, "Damn it." And I looked over and I was like, ooh, that's not good. I mean, at least it wasn't, you know, the G word, damn it. Yeah. But it was, damn it. And
that's
I was
amazing.
Like, she spoke. Oh, no. What did she say?
That's funny.
So
that's
I think I use that word a lot.
Yank her out of playgroup again.
But I had to stop that, you know, when I finally.
We do stop it for kids, but we also need to stop it for ourselves. And I'm not doing this because of any kind of. I'm a hippie from the 60s.
It makes
I'm,
sense,
you know, but,
Allison,
but there's nothing
never,
moral about it. It's about
never
your
use
energy.
Any words like
it's about
that,
your
ever.
Energy.
I do, though.
No, you don't. It, you never curse.
People know what I do. But the funny thing is that someone else recently, like someone was on my podcast and used a bad word. He's like, oh, sorry. I know that you keep it pretty nice. And I was like, I don't at all. It's interesting that people think that, though.
But you choose your moments. You're not just throwing them
but,
in
But I mean,
there.
We have a segment.
You have a drop in, fuck yourself or something?
Yeah, hey, go. Right. We have a segment, hey, go fuck yourself.
I like that. I want some of those in my show, too. We need some drop in segments.
When we're finished. Here, I'm going to muscle test you on the word fuck, and all of you, and you will be.
I can't wait.
Shit crazy over the impact it does. To
okay, we'll be shit crazy over fuck.
Yeah, you will.
You heard it here. This is amazing.
Okay, so do you want to give Allison a reading? I'm dying to know, you know what's going on with
her. Well, let me take it now again.
What's going on in that punim?
She's in here. So if your spirit people come, but just say your name out loud. I know your name's Allison, but just so I can touch in with your vibration.
Allison? I felt like I was tamping down my vibrations right there.
Say it loud and proud, your first and last name.
Allison Rosen.
Oh, right.
That was beautiful.
So all right.
Funny.
Allison, it feels to me as soon as I touch in with you, I have somebody in spirit who passed with a heart condition. And I'm not, this is not your parents' age. This is, both your parents are living, right?
Yes.
Because I don't see them here. But this is their parents' age. And I have a pressure on my chest here. Which grandparent is that?
My father's father.
Okay. And is there somebody who worked on a train or lived near a train track? I'm hearing train whistles go by me. Would you know about this? Again, in that generation.
Well.
Because you don't have a lot of young people around you that are dead.
I don't. No. But, I mean, on my mom's side, her mom came over here and the rest of the family died in the Holocaust.
Okay.
That involved trains.
Yes, that did involve trains. But this is actually this feels like where they lived in their youth. So ask your mom.
Okay.
Ask your mom who lived near a train track or near a train station when she was young.
Okay.
Okay. I also want to bring you, it feels to me, what the heck? I have a stroke or a blow to the head or cerebral hemorrhage or Alzheimer's, somebody who had problems in the head or the mind. I'm sorry, this actually might have been a car accident and I'm hitting my head. Now, this is a younger person. This is not that generation. This is a friend of yours, not a biological relative, and this accident did not happen in the last year or so. It's more less recent than that. But I'm hitting my head against something. Who passed in a car accident?
I did have a friend who did die in a fire in a car.
In a fire in a car.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in a car, and I actually do have trauma to my head. Did the fire start because of an accident?
Yeah. He ran into a boulder.
All right.
Oh,
okay. Yes. You haven't thought about him a lot lately, but he comes with you more than you think. As a matter of fact, you probably have a lot less privacy than you think. That's true with all of us every way, by the way. They go to the bathroom with us.
We were specifically told, because it's what we wanted to hear, that in certain moments they avert their eyes.
So he's watching you shower.
So
make sure you give him a show.
Yeah. Make it good.
Actually,
is he a friend of yours?
I'm so sorry. But he comes very close to you, and he's actually one of your, I'd say, workers in the spirit world, even though you weren't like you know, brother sister type of closeness. Once he passed into spirit, he loves your energy and he's very attracted to the energy. And I know, I'm obviously you do a podcast. I don't know anything else about you besides you're funny and you do a podcast, but it feels to me as if he actually is sliding. Oh, what a pretty ring. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He is indicating to me some change for you in terms of a locational situation. I don't know if you're thinking about moving, and if that's not here yet, it feels like it's in within the next calendar year. As a matter of fact, I don't have boxes yet, but have you been thinking about a moving situation or moving with someone? Or I don't feel like you're alone here. So what does this mean to you? He's taking me into 2014, and I'm looking at a map as if I'm considering location options.
Well, I'm getting married soon-ish, and we will hopefully buy a house, so that would involve a move. But in terms of a big move,
no,
that
it wasn't
would involve
a relocation.
Okay.
No, it was a map of the city.
Oh,
it's
great.
A map of the city, and we're just.
Where does it look like I'll be going?
Do you see water?
Actually,
do you see hills? Does it have a swimming pool?
I got a yes with that. Oh. Actually.
And what kind of down payment are they hoping for?
Actually, he says that you'll be fine. It's going to be great. Do you mind saying the first name of your honey? Just his first name.
Daniel.
Daniel. Because I want to bring a grandmother with Daniel here. Now, I don't know if you're thinking about this yet. Yes, the move is on a city map, and it's to a nicer area.
Quote, okay? Unquote.
I'm not saying you live in a bad area, but it's
not, always good.
It feels like a move up, a move larger, a move nicer. I actually feel very nice with the energy. But I will also say, I don't know if you guys have talked about babies, but his grandmother has a baby in her arm that she's not that you've lost or that he's lost, but that is actually planning
coming
on
your
coming.
Way.
Okay, so coming, yeah. So
zooming
grandma,
in your direction.
Daniel, Grandma Daniel is actually preparing a baby to come. This doesn't not mean you're pregnant right now. And indeed, it takes a while. It's actually harder for spirit to come back into the physical than the process of dying. The process of dying is harder for the living, but for the spirit world, because we're going from unlimited knowledge, unlimited awareness, and shrinking into this tiny little body we can't control. And so that takes a lot of prep time, but Grandma Daniel has the baby already. That doesn't mean you're only having one. It's just that this is the first one that's getting ready.
Does that mean that the spirit of his grandmother will be in the
nurturing
child?
No, it's not a reincarnational thing. The spirit of the child is already the child that I see in spirit.
I wondered the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be your advocate
grandma
here.
Thank you.
No, she's actually caring for the child on the spirit side of life till the spirit comes. And then when the spirit turns into this, and I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, this child does have a past life tie with you, at least one. But when this child comes in, then because she's the one that is preparing and helping this child, she will be like the primary watcher, the primary guide. But not that all your grandmas and grandpas won't be involved as well, but she really has a devotion to this baby and is going to be very mindful and watchful.
Is that exciting?
Now, I will tell you, if you're not careful, when babies start hanging out around you in spirit, if you're not careful, they'll come when they want to. Mm-hmm. So
be careful.
Use careful.
Oh, she told me that the other day about Paulina. Paulina has a lot of babies around her.
Oh,
she
Lord.
Goes, but make sure they don't come too soon. So I texted my daughter and I said, this clairvoyant told me that you're going to have a lot of children. So make sure you use protection. She goes, oh my God, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
And I guess she had a date too the next day or the night before. I was like, just use protection.
You might have intervened just in time.
Oh, I hope
so. She showed up wearing head to toe saran wrap just in case.
Which spirit
was like,
babies
that's
do do that.
Terrifying. She's in college, okay? She's 21. She's in an all women's college. She's a
liberated woman. She's going
to
go out and, you know,
talk
do her thing. And I'm telling her to use protection.
Well, you have to. Spirit babies, they, you know, they can control when they come if we don't.
Well, in my family, if you look at a guy, you get pregnant. Okay, before you're married. That's just the rule. Except for me. I was the only one in the family who didn't. So I know. I said, listen, we're fertile. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. I had triplets, you know. I was like, oh, God. So, all right.
Anyways, and I actually feel a second baby, too.
Good, Allison. I'm
and
so
they can entertain each other.
Is there somebody named Jim or Jack, a short J name, either in the spirit world or the living?
Well, my dad's name is John.
John. Okay. I want to bring his dad here. They showed me the J, and I just saw a few letters after that. And is there someone on that side of the family who also had a heart condition? Heart and lungs. It feels like congestive heart failure, where I had difficulty breathing, but also, you know, how congestive heart failure engages both the heart and the lungs. Do you know about that?
Well, like I said before, my dad's dad died of a heart attack.
Heart attack.
But I don't know if there was congestive heart failure.
Ask your dad if there's somebody who, maybe somebody who had a heart condition and smoked. I have lung and heart involvement in some of the difficulties in their physical life. But it is on your dad's side. So, and I also want to say, I have an uncle, and he's... Do you know about an uncle to your dad who played a lot of poker or played a lot of cards? Do you know about this?
My dad's uncle, you mean? I think they used to play. There was Pinochle?
Pinochle? Okay.
Yeah. That used to be a thing.
Pinochle. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a guy just pulled up a chair, and I don't know if Pinochle cards are different than poker. They're just regular playing cards, right? I don't know. But he started, this uncle of your dad's pulled up a chair, but he pulled you into the game. And this is a metaphor. You're not going into spirit and playing Pinochle with the old guys.
Damn. This.
That would be fun, huh?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Hot time.
Well, in the next show when we do the fourth and fifth dimension, maybe you could. Yeah. We could work that out with Gina and her specialist that's coming in. Yeah.
Yes. So what does pinochle with the old folks mean?
Well, since it actually feels like a poker game. So even though they played pinochle, the fact that he pulled you into a poker game is a clairvoyant metaphor for getting in a game, getting in the game, quote unquote, and then taking a risk, betting on something. So there's some new opportunity that's coming to you that feels a little risky, but get in the game and bet. And then I just go all in.
Bet on yourself.
All in. Okay. So
she's shaking her head up and down. By the way, Allison, this is great radio.
Yeah, when you shake your head.
Shaking your head up and down.
I've got schooled by Susan Pinsky.
I'm calling you out on this one. I'm like, Allison, you can't shake your head on the radio.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. I'm like, do I have to talk for you?
So do you know what this is about?
I don't, but I'm excited.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. There's some opportunity that might require some more effort, or indeed maybe, I don't know that it's an actual financial all-in, but it's an investment of your time and energy.
Yes.
And it has more to do with what you do now, but it's beyond the podcast than what you do now, okay? It's beyond that. It's further than that.
You're going to get a talk show.
So
you're going to get a...
Just go
you're going to be on
in,
daytime.
Go all in. Go all in.
Okay.
Remember that we got that. You should know about it after the holidays.
Oh, good. Yeah. Thanks.
Exciting. It's exciting.
That is exciting.
Well, you never know what it is in Hollywood.
Be careful with those two babies because I have a second baby.
Yeah, make sure you get married and then have the babies and after your career takes off. It sounds like it's going to take off.
Thanks.
And a lot of your people who died in the Holocaust actually have come back already.
Oh, wow.
Really?
As a matter of fact, we don't, in my experience, a lot of spirit
Maybe
people
came
don't
back
come
as
back.
Dr. Drew.
A lot of people don't come back right away. Yeah. They say 50, 70, 80 years. Because spirit world is a really pretty cool place to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would you want to come back?
Why would you want to come back?
Actually, why would you want to come back after experiencing something so horrific? Why would you want to come back?
Well, here's the thing. There is a reason that in the 1950s, we had a baby boom when over 50 million people died in the Holocaust. 5 years earlier than
right.
that.
Wow.
You know, in World War II, the Holocaust. And then, you know, 5, 6, 8 years later, we're having this huge population explosion.
Right.
It's because these are young people who didn't get done.
Is that why China's
so big?
With what
they wanted to do.
Because they had so many wars and killed so many people.
I don't know if they I also do feel that, and this is not a speculation or a judgment, but a lot of people that are, I don't want to say lower on the food chain, but lower or smaller in their evolutionary process, come back further, quicker, often because they have more work to do. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see.
But people, you know, that I would consider
more evolved,
everybody in this building,
spiritually, mentally,
you know, has an academic and scholarly and spiritual approach to life, take their time, except for this World War II incident when millions and millions and millions of people died at very early ages and just got cut off. So,
right.
You know, that's
too
why
soon.
We had the baby boom.
Too soon.
That's
interesting.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
And then the rest of us, when we pass on, we're just going to chill for a while.
Right? Me for, yeah. For, yeah.
Aggressively.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. For good.
Yeah, aggressive relaxing.
It's my favorite subject, my favorite hobby. Well, that's pretty interesting, don't you think, Allison?
It is. I'm excited to find out what's going to happen.
Do you have any other questions?
I like the talk show idea. When you said talk show, I really like that
idea. She could get one, definitely.
Oh, thank you.
It feels like a talk show on cable.
Great.
Ooh, MTV.
That means you can say shit.
But you don't want to because it depletes your energy.
Exactly.
Oh, damn.
I'm trying to think if I have any questions. Well, you're saying go all in. What if going all in means sacrificing something?
That's the taking the risk part. I think that even if there's not sacrificing, obviously, your relationship with Daniel or having these children, but there may be some sacrifice where you have to stop doing something else or make more time for something, or there's a conflict of interest, even just in your schedule. But that's what the goal, you know, there is a risk there. But the risk is when spirit says go all in and
it's
they shove
it.
Just packs and packs of chips in, then it's worth it.
Don't be Dr. Drew. Don't keep every single job you've ever had in your life until you die. You will never see your children.
But we see him more than you do because we turn on the TV.
That's true. But, you know, I mean, he's successful. I'm really proud of him. But he can't let go of anything. He can't sacrifice. Mm. But that's tough because in Hollywood, it's like you get – sometimes everything comes at once and you have to do it.
Right.
And then the next year, you don't have as much going on. It's kind of really high and then really low and really high. So when you say go all in, sometimes you have to make decisions.
When you have that opportunity.
And you have no idea what the right path is.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and for Drew, he just said yes to everything.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't let anything go. And we're, you know, we juggle that. If something, a good opportunity comes up, it's never easy.
It isn't because you don't want to miss an opportunity. It's here now. You don't know when it's going to happen again. But this feels really good with this pinochle poker game.
Is this when Allison reveals that she's this huge pinochle, competitive pinochle player? So she's like, I'll remember, go all in next time I'm at the bike or Hawaiian Gardens or whatever. You know, one of the upscale ones.
Right, exactly.
God bless them.
So, well, I'm glad you're going to have a fantastic life ahead of you and lots of children and a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't recommend
in a nicer area.
No, yeah,
really?
That's good. Yeah, they're so expensive.
Are they? I had one when I was a kid. They didn't. I mean, it was expensive in Cleveland. You have to heat it.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, you don't have to heat it as much.
And then you have to refinish it. And I had a ghost in my pool house, and it would blow up my heater every year. So,
doesn't that sound like the ultimate sexual metaphor? I had a real ghost in my pool house last week.
Blow up my heater.
In spandex.
I'd like you to come over and talk to him for me. I'm tired of getting that
relocate
fixed.
Him.
Yes. No. And well, anyways, we should probably tell you all about Allison. She has a podcast called Allison Rosen Is Your Best Friend.
And it's your new best friend.
Listen, tell everybody who you are, because I'm like,
all right.
I have asked it already.
Well, you can hear me every day on The Adam Carolla Show, and I have a podcast, Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend, which you can get on iTunes or go to AllisonRosen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Allison Rosen, one L in Allison. And I don't say that to be one of those people who has a special spelling of their name. It's just that that's how I spell it, and if you go to the 2L Allison, you'll get someone else.
Oh, there you go. See how much better you are than I am. No, I couldn't find my page. Okay, so Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any questions for Sharon?
So many questions. So many. So I am recently single, and I feel good about that. Because
you should,
I
because you were with
heart.
That guy longer than you should have been.
Thank you. you and my mom have a lot in common. I've been told, and I'm just one of those people that just doesn't worry about that kind of thing. I just feel like worrying, you only get more of what you don't want.
Right,
when you
worry. Exactly.
So I'm not worried about it, but I'm curious if you see any nice gentlemen in the future.
Actually, yes, I do. I also want to bring you somebody. I have a Mary and a Teresa with you. A Mary and a Terry.
A Mary and a Terry.
Yes. Or Mary, something with an...
Oh, well, that's so funny. My mom's name is like Mary. It's just a... It's Marlis.
Oh,
and
it
always comes up.
Because I saw an M-A-R.
Yeah.
But there's no Teresa in her family?
No. She's one of my best friends.
Teresa is a living person.
Yes.
Because they give me the names of the living, too, if they have a message
for
that person, too. And what's the question mark over Teresa's relationship right now?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm going to find it. Hold on. I'm going to send a text.
It could be my housekeeper.
Oh, really? Did she just get a divorce or?
No, my Teresa lives with a man who's going to jail.
Oy.
Oh, okay.
It's probably that Teresa.
Yeah. Because they showed me the name Teresa, and they showed me your relationship life and her relationship life, and she actually is very attached to this person.
Well, yeah. But
even though he's going to jail, she kind of still gives his heart to him.
Right.
And you're totally different than that because you got a total detachment from this person that you were with.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they showed me the same kind of earthquake type of ending.
Yin and yang.
But she still has, Teresa still has her lesson to learn about this.
Yeah. She's 65 years old.
So she's not ever going to choose
she's
that.
She's been with me forever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bring her in.
No, it's all right.
But I do worry about her quite a bit.
Well,
she's been with me for a really long time.
Tell her to think of taking care of herself
more. She lived through World War II. So she's Polish and she came to the United States. So maybe we're getting some of those ancestors coming into the room.
But that's a breakup in a relationship when he's going to jail.
Well,
but she needs to empty her heart
He hit two little girls in a crosswalk. So, and it was.
She needs, but there's still a need for detachment on her part.
It's hard.
You've gone through some detachment with this last day.
Yes.
And spirits, kind of, they give you a little star, like you're in school, star sticker.
Yeah.
And because of this star sticker, and this is funny because I don't know if you go to coffee places very much, but it feels as if you're meeting this next person out on the street.
She's laughing.
Maybe it'll be in New York.
Well.
Maybe it'll be in New York this week.
Yeah. I walk the track on Crenshaw on Friday night.
So it feels like it's just in your normal daily life.
Okay.
It's kind of like run into him at the coffee place, run into him at the bookstore.
Make sure you flirt in those places.
Meet him through the different people that you interact with in your normal daily life. In other words, you do not have to go on to Match.com or eHarmony. Meet this guy.
Okay.
Spirit's bringing him on your path is what they're saying.
So
if you're at a restaurant or if you're...
Susan
meets somebody, says, oh, you got to meet this guy.
Right.
It's somebody you know already.
Okay, that's good to know because I'm really good at, as my dad, who's a sports guy, says, giving everyone the Heisman and just kind of like keeping everyone away
for me. So will I know when to, you know, not be a little hermit crab and stay in my own little house?
Well, that's
and...
why Spirit's giving you this message.
Okay, yeah, and do your hair and makeup before you go to Starbucks, okay? Show up in a nice, cute outfit and get your...
I wore an almost clean tank top for you today. What do you want?
You got to look good when you leave the house, girl.
Okay. Yeah, Spirit gives us our messages of the things we have to work on and learn.
Right.
So be aware you're going to meet this person in your walk of day life.
Do we have like a time frame on this?
Actually, it can be very soon. I think it could even be within the next 3 to 4 months.
That confirms another clairvoyant.
There you go.
So I will be ready.
Okay, we're
hit that gym, man.
We're going to get you, man, because dating sucks pretty much.
It's
Allison, aren't you glad you're getting married? And congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
It's
thank
so
you
exciting.
Much.
And
wow.
You're thank you. Listen, I see great things for you.
Oh, thanks.
I don't need her to tell me, but I, you know, as your manager, I want to tell you. You know, we're going to get you out there.
Kid.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm listening to your podcast regularly. I've had it downloaded for a long time. Finding the time to ever listen to a podcast is fun for me because I have no time, but I really do enjoy it.
And thank you so much.
And I look forward to seeing you in many more adventures in your future. In the media, in television, and I think I can feel it. And
me too.
We want to thank Sharon for her wonderful book, Power Words. I wish we could have gotten more into that, but it's released on December 10th. And make sure you click through on our Calling Out podcast. Click through Amazon link.
Yes.
Go to callingoutpodcast.com. Click through on our Amazon link. Pre-order Karen Klingler's Sharon Klingler's book. Sorry. Here we go again. And her website is sharonklingler.com. And she's also done lectures and workshops at the Lilydale Assembly in New York. And
yeah, we got to get you there.
Yeah, we would like to go.
Very much so.
And you would like to go.
And you have something coming up this weekend,
yes.
Which it will be passed, but basically...
Yeah, so the Hay House, I can do it at Pasadena.
What?
With all the other Hay House authors.
Yeah. We picked such a crazy weekend for our girls' weekend in New York. I'm a big Hay House supporter.
Oh, yeah, no, great people.
It's going to be great.
What a great family.
Oh.
In Pasadena, too. That's where I live. So,
and it's going to be wonderful.
And Allison, how are you feeling? Are you kind of like confused? You look a little
shell-shocked.
Bewildered.
I'm processing everything.
Yeah.
I'm taking it all in.
I want to know about the guy that had the accident and actually, you know, watches you
when I shower.
Yeah.
He loves that, by the way.
Yeah, I want to know if Ghost really can see you having sex and stuff.
Wait,
too.
I think they do leave when we're having sex.
That's good.
Yeah. Or they see it, but they see it in a different way than
and
we
I don't
do.
Mean to end on this note because I always ask every clairvoyant, but you know, I give a good show sometimes.
Yeah,
so I'm just wondering who gets to see it.
Yeah.
How about you, Allison?
I'm wondering who gets to see the good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering.
Well, anybody who wants to.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, boy.
No. There you go.
That's discomforting. No, you're not supposed to say that.
But no,
like
they
think they'd be proud of me.
And on that
talk
note.
Talk about going all in.
I mean, I think once you're married, though, all the old boyfriends go away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and no, actually, you'd be surprised at, like, when two husbands are in spirit, they both stand shoulder to shoulder. They're really cool with each other.
Aww.
It's very, as a
no
matter
ego.
Of fact, a past husband will actually help you find your next husband all the time.
Oh,
that happens.
That's nice.
So there's a lot of sweetness
I
there.
I just
and no,
have
they
concept.
Don't really watch you having
I did,
sex
I just
all
have
the
this
time.
Concept that like they're looking down and when you're intimate, they just see you like two turtles or something. It doesn't really mean anything.
Like,
look at those turtles.
They're not going to watch us like we would. We don't watch dogs.
Yeah, who else wants to watch Nat Geo? Is anything else on? Cupcake Wars? Anything?
They're not like, she didn't do that with me.
No.
The hell did she learn
that
from?
They don't care about us having sex. But they do go to the bathroom with you, and I'll tell you why. Because the water element, I know it's rare.
No, please.
The element of water actually supports a connection through clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. Because water is the element of communication with spirit.
But just because I have to pee doesn't mean I want to lose my connection with spirit people.
No, you don't lose it once you leave the bathroom, but it's stronger when you're in the bathroom.
That's why I have a ghost in my pool house. It's a big pool.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I have water issues everywhere.
So, I mean, so they do leave with you. They walk with, through life with you. They drive in the car with you. But
is that
you
sometimes
won't be
why
able
you get
to
your million-dollar ideas?
Yes, in the bathroom,
there
in the shower.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We had to close with that because I have – it's always my question at the end of every show. And I don't know. I can't quit thinking about it. Okay, so thank you, Sharon.
Oh,
this was magical.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We'll see you again next week.
This is Corolla Digital.